always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Don Christian, man. And today I'm getting in on the solo tip. Kingdom 7 is actually getting some work done. You know what I'm saying? He's taking care of some stuff going on, man. He's actually in the military. So sometimes there are some things that he got to take care of. So, you know, I was like, dog, man. I wish he was here with me today. But we know what must happen. The show must go on, man. And that's really what it's all about. We excited about you know, what God is doing with the Yada Da King radio show. Man, just keep your ears peeled, man. We praying for a lot of things to come to fruition. It may happen, you know what I'm saying? But since we're praying, actually, I ain't gonna say it may happen. It will happen, but it's just a matter of time, man. And that's really what it's all about. Hey, we're gonna get it in today with a brother from the God Chasers Entertainment, man. He's gonna be getting it in with us. He's going to share, you know what I'm saying, a few things. I was chopping it up. I was like, man, what's some news that I need to talk about? And he said, man, he might be changing his name. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to tell you some of those names. He's going to tell y'all in a little bit. But we're going to get it in with the homie from God Chasers by the name of C-Straight right now. And if he switches it, you know what I'm saying, we might have some new news on Yada Da King. We don't know. And, you know, I was getting it in with Brinson today. And, you know what I'm saying, he was like, oh, yeah, we got to. We got to do this. We got to do that. Make sure you put this free song out. So during the show, there's going to be a free download that I'm going to be able to send to y'all. The only way that you're going to get this free download is if you subscribe to the Yada Da King radio email address. And as soon as you do that, we're going to shoot you the song from the homie Ready Rider, which is another cat with, you know what I'm saying, God Chasers, man. And we're going to get it in today's topic is the path, man. And we're gonna talk about the path. Are we continue to follow on the path? Is there some things that we need to, you know what I'm saying, what are some things that we need to do to stay on that path? And even while we going, is there gonna be some people that fall off the path? And how do we stay focused on the path? And what is the path? That's what we're gonna talk about with C-Straight. So C-Straight's getting the news just like y'all getting the news, man. And man, if you want to send your music in, you know what to do. Go to yada.king.com, submit. Hey, I'm gonna go to this song, man. I was on CJ Emulus's website. He got a brand new CD coming out March 5th, man. And it's called one of the singles is called Kamikaze. So check that out on Yada Da King Radio.
I hit the surf like Rambo, shining like a candle. I does it for the Lambo. You know what I stand for. The face in this property, cause say I came to Vando. Jesus take the wheel, look, no hands though. Man invading like Zim, showing true love, that's hating thy sin. Bring his teachings to this kingdom has become my only mission. To all who will listen, call it collision. We walk in the spirit, they won't beat us with black eyes. I flatline my fears, aired up with my allies. Ain't here to make your head swing like giraffe fights. I came to make you lose your life, it's more than some rap lines. Since I've been redeemed, I'm a God fiend. Amp up for you to see him how I see him. Let them know, everywhere I go, Jesus is the truth. If you still don't see the proof, then I'm aiming for
ready
you.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, we're the invasion. Only God vision, will like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, Kamikaze, Kamikaze. Kamikaze, Kamikaze.
Kamikaze. beat slapping like a disrespected female. The beat, well, the bait to draw you closer to the details. Death purchased for his sheep, no resale. Choose to be veiled or believe and prevail. And we will, cause we escape from his golly wrath. Here now to invade, bring it straight like an ollie jab. Cause ever since I put my flesh in a body bag, I hit the streets trying to crash back on the tracks in a Johnny Mac. Till she know and he know, then they know, cause we know. Excuse my ego, I can't keep him on the D-Lo. Once was separated from my father, Nemo. Now it's like I never sinned, but we know, he know. Obligated to my kingdom like a mom. Slave of Christ, crashed my life like a Samadim. Kamikaze me wherever you see the harvest. If you still don't believe, you could be the target.
Here we come, not of this world, the invasion. Only God vision, real like Christ, only one mission. Crash my life, right on Kamikaze, 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 Kamikaze,
Kamikaze, Kamikaze, Kamikaze. We've been reconciled, so we can reconcile. In light of faith and grace, we've been made reverent now. Now that we're seeing clear, we share with those who don't. But running from the rock, like Indiana Jones. The sick are in need of a clinic. How you healthy if you have the same symptoms? Some say that they've seen the physician, but still not well. Well, blood in the gripping. Excuse me for dissing, but I model the Christ. I have only one mission, crash in my life.
Kamikaze, Kamikaze, Kamikaze.
I know you see the wolves in the sheep suits. Deceivingly seem cool, but not bearing the king's truth. I'm too convinced to be mute. They may call me crazy, but I need to say something.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, the invasion. Only God mission, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right on Kamikaze, 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 Kamikaze.
In the heels and the bends on things you want. Juice like a Renthor James. Slash Pac on that menthol game. Fresh, cool, big, long chain. A model chick like the Carrie Hilson dame. You're selling your soul. Go to have your name on top. Get money, power, respect, and have the game on lock. Never since in the ending is inching now. You're defenseless and in an instant could Jada kiss it goodbye. Used to live for the moment, but no longer condone it though. That life will leave you incomplete like a donut hole. No more childish things, I got a grown up soul. You live fast, you die fast, I better slow you roll. And yeah, I got some cash, but more importantly, security. Assure my heavenly father supporting me. He keeps my cheddar tight, couple steps ahead of life. Recession got they dough low, I'm full on that bread.
Get the bread of life like a baker do. I'd rather catch the bus with my babies than riding in a Mercedes to the place where Satan's taking you. You'd rather have Prada and some air nights. Homie, I'd rather have a father and a prayer life. Yeah, right, they think I'm crazy in the head. Read the letters in the red. Since he bled, I can say that I got bread. Focus on what's important and break that curse, sir. Hoping that you understand what I'm saying in this verse, sir. Yeah. I know this can be a challenge, but you gotta be wise with what you have and learn to control your balance. Now I have spoken, hoping you soaked in what I said. You can keep playing, but I'm saying I'm good cause I got bread.
Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way with their hit leading single
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after
I
M.
Consecrate, fast break, worship God.
Only One Way, breakthrough. The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
Kingdom City Records presents Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sowing to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah. You know what we got? We got bread, man, and that's the homie D-Mob, you know what I'm saying, featuring Cambino and K9, and I'm getting it in right now with the homie C-Straight. We in the live stream, we was chopping it up. My man got some wisdom, man, and that's really what I respect, and that's what we come to expect from a lot of these people that are using their gifts and talents for the king, man. And C-Straight, man, we want to talk about your life right now, man. How did you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, boss?
Well, it goes back, man. I'm one of those dudes who kind of like the truth. You know, I don't have no horror stories. You know, I never grew up. I mean, I grew up in the hood, but I wasn't a part of it. You know, I wasn't slinging and doing no crazy stuff like that. I mean, I was raised in church, man, from like 3 years old, you know, to like 23. I was in like the same church, man. So, you know, shout out to the Hope Chapel, north side of Jacksonville. But I grew up there, man, and not saying that like you say, growing up in church, but I was always there. So at 12, man, I gave my life to God, you know, at an early age. But it just, for some reason, it just wasn't that understanding and full commitment for me. Right. So I fell away, man, once I was able to get out the house, man. And after being, you know, growing up in church as a kid, and when you hit 18 and it's time to go, it's like, I'm a look the part, but you know, I'm a be doing what I want to do. But I always had a knowledge and, you know, a reckoning for God from an early age. But around like 22, 23, I ended up moving to another church over in Jacksonville, called the Church of Jacksonville, which was an awesome church. Pastor Mike and Pastor Connie. I just got more understanding. I think my heart and my mind was more open. I already had the foundation from growing up. I already had the foundation of who God was. But once I got a revelation of who God was and understanding of His Word, I was able to turn my heart over fully to Him. Yeah. So this was around 2002, 2003 time, and I just, you know, I saw who God was to me, and that I needed Him, and it wasn't just, you know, some game that you just grow up and play and just, you know, pity pat with God. It's a life or death thing, you know. So, and they unveiled that word to me and just taught me, and I ate it up, man. I repented, you know, asked God to come into my heart.
Yeah.
I confessed Him as my Savior, you know, and I told people about it, you know. And ended up meeting my wife, even though she wasn't saved when I met her. I was, but then, you know, I ended up, you know, ministering to her, and, you know, she ended up coming to the same church, and she got saved, and you know, we ended up getting married shortly after that. So we've been walking this thing out together. But once I came to the knowledge of God, man, and it wasn't any denying that I needed Him and I wanted Him. So that's it, man. So it ain't a big giant story with guns and drugs. It's just, hey, you need Him, get Him. And that's right. What I did, man. So.
Nah, but I think your story is important. How can your story help somebody before they go and get all that, those stains on their life, man?
Well, what the thing about it is that we have to know that whether we do that stuff or not, we're all in the same condition. I could have never touched a drug, touched a gun, you know, drunk liquor, versus somebody who did and who does. If we never come to the knowledge of Christ, we never receive Him as our Savior, we're just as dirty. So He might have been playing in the mud. I might have been fresh out the shower, but I'm just as dirty as He is, because we have the same nature in us. We were born with the same sinful nature because of Adam. So whether you go out there and do it or not, the same result is going to come upon us. We're still going to, you know, die and go to hell. So, for somebody who's veering towards that way, I'll say, man, God is love. You know, He cares enough about you. He sent His Son to die for your sins, so you don't have to experience those things. Because a lot of people go out there thinking they can just tippy-toe in and then come back, and then everything gonna be all right. I got friends that can attest to it, or they can't, because they're not here no more.
Yeah.
You know, gunshots and ODing and losing their life, thinking they can just play with it. But God cares enough for it, because He always gives us that warning before we go out. So I can't really tell you nothing before you go out, but just keep your ear open, keep your eyes peeled for what God is saying, because he'll come through. Those who've been there before, they'll tell you, hey, you know, God's got a call. It seems like everybody I meet say, man, somebody told me when I was younger God had a calling on my life. That don't just happen. You know, people don't just say that, especially if it's coming from a reputable source, somebody who knows God and walking with Him. You know, take heed to those little things. God will speak through people. He'll speak through His Word. And every man has the opportunity. You're going to hear the Word at least one time in your life, and you're going to have an opportunity. And God extends that grace, but, you know, every day is not promised to us. So tomorrow, you know, you might not make it. You might not get a chance. So before you step out there and think everything is, you know, gravy, you know, check with God. You know, God, am I walking worthy before You? If you can't say that, you can't look in the mirror and say, God, I'm honoring You with everything I do, you need to repent, man. Repent, give God your life, and let Him change you.
And that's what's up, man. So look, we're gonna hop into one of your songs. The way that you talking is already on this same tip. You know what I'm saying? You talking about you're the star. Yeah. And man, we're gonna hop into that right now on Yada Da King Radio. Lord. And he ain't talking.
Rick Reed.
God, yes, sir. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, she was.
Better yet, you're the sun, the light of the world. Who compares to you? None. You tattooed your name on my heart. My name's in your hand, every pain, every scar. I'm your biggest fan, I can even prove it. Cause after your music, I'm after your movements. I chase you like coke after Henny shots, so you and I could kick it like Iggy Pop. Did he pop when them soldiers put a pin in him? He ain't say a word, only word, no sin in him. I am sending a prayer like fan mail, looking for that reply, cause he's now when man fails. He sets free and he crushed idols. When we died in our lust, he revived vitals. Until he made that cardiac arrest, now my heart's in his hand, King Jesus, you're the best. It is no longer I, but it's Christ inside. The light that shines is a light divine. The light that I find in your life's just fine. There's not a God higher than mine. You're the star, Lord. 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 Yeah. Yeah, and I can see it from a distance. I am on the deep end, so decent should descend. Living is decent, forgiving if we sin. Repentant, we seek him, cemented beneath him. Yeah, the foundation secure. Reconcile sinners who surrender to the cure. The foul gets delivered, the proud just withers. Shiver through the winter while the star just glitters pure. And he does it with such clarity. Carefully he carries me to therapy, it's there for free. His beginning was written at the was in. Assumed a position for remission of my sin. Physician with prescriptions inscripted on his skin. Inflicted so redemption can begin. Did I mention our condition was provisioned by a friend? Oh, we call him Christ, the light of all men. It is no longer I, but it's Christ inside. The light that shines is a light divine. The light that I find in your life's just fine. There's not a God higher than mine. You're the star, Lord. 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 Yeah. Say yes, and you can be delivered like Newman. So you can save face, yeah, this whole face ruined. And every scar's a beauty mark, communion. Get in tune, open up your heart, let the groom in. By your side like a groomsman, how he grooms men. Till we all look the same like he grew men. He's glue for your brokenness, hope exists. In the potent drip from the wounds on both his wrists. The only logical option is live holy. He died for mankind, Mick Foley. I'm trying to be his right hand, Socko. Because of that white lamb, I'm everywhere that God go. And you can call me a tag along, but I trust in the same name I'm bragging on. I push you to the front where you supposed to be. Jesus, you're the star, I hope they never ever know. It is no longer I, but it's Christ inside. The light that shines is a light divine. The light that I find in your life's just fine. There's not a God higher than mine. You're the star, Lord. 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 Yeah.
What's going on, it's your boy Chris Theodat, showing up, showing some love. What's going on, C Straight? I'm showing love all the way from Boston, Mass. Listen in.
I just feel like meditating right now. It's the end of 09, so fresh 2010. Last year blew by, and I was gone with the wind. A lot of something happened in addition to the rap, and I got blessed with my wife. Let me say that twice. God bless me with my wife, and it's so, so nice. She's down for the team, and she's down to do life. Down to do it right, cause she's down with the Christ. Yeah, we might fight, drawn closer in spite. So beautiful, down to the cuticles. Wow, I can't compute like computers do. But here's one thing I do understand. I'm like Christ and she's like the church friend. Hey man, yeah, 09 was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
2010's here.
Let's go.
So I just meditate. I was sold to hell, but you paid the price. Now I live the tale. Your love never fails, still going strong, never growing frail. The world is so blind, but he's a braille. I reached out in faith, he removed the veil. Yeah, I was blind, but now I see.
So blind,
thanks to you. So now I meditate. Off the shelf, shield on my arm, sword in my palm, gospel on my feet, time is short, ring the alarm. We sleeping giants while the world riots. System got us hushed like a shotgun silence. Label defiant. If I pray in school, man, I roll with Christ, so I break the rules. That's right,
yes, sir.
Stand up for Christ,
stand strong,
even when the world says sit down. That's why.
Meditate.
Yes, that's the homie Day Lee. The song was called, you know what I'm saying, Meditate. He was talking about 2010, some things that went on, man. We had a great interview with the homie Day Lee, a great dude, man, pursuing the cross and the message of the cross, making sure that's in his life. And I got another brother doing the same thing right now, C-Straight, man. And C-Straight, we're going to talk about your music, man. How long have you actually been rhyming for the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Or even, did you start off doing the secular? What's up?
Man, never rapped secular. I mean, before I came to God, I mean, I always, and anybody who grew up loving hip hop, you always freestyle or tried to freestyle, you know, at the lunch table, you battling each other at school, you know, snapping on each other or ranking on each other in your rhymes at school. So it started like that, man. I grew up, even though I grew up in church, man, I used to sneak in that Wu-Tang and cats like that I used to listen to, man, back in the day. I just love hip hop, man. But I never released anything secular. I never rhymed under any secular, as a secular artist. So once I became, you know, a member of the body, man, I started rapping then. So it was probably like, I wanna say 2000.
Mm.
99, 2000, I started, you know, really pursuing it for real.
Yeah.
So about 11 years, 10 or 11 years, I've been doing it, man. And I love it, man. I love music. Even when I wasn't intended on putting no stuff out, man, I just always wrote rhymes, man, just because I had to get it out.
Yeah.
I get so many in my head, man. I just have to put it down and make room for something else, man. But, you know, the release is coming. So Not Cool. The debut LP from God Chasers, C Straight. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to drop real soon. I'm thinking April. I don't know if Brinson confirmed that or said anything about that, but I think I want to drop same day Sizzle. I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you might drop the same day what? You say it's Sizzle?
And Sizzle. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so he got a new project that he's dropping too, huh?
Yeah, we talking about God Chasers, but it's gonna be either March or April when we looking at dropping the album.
Yeah.
We talked about an EP at first, but man, God just keep giving us good music, man. So I'm at about 13 cuts right now. So and you heard one of them, You're the Star. And we got some hot stuff going on there, man. Some good features. I got my man Ready Writer, who we've been talking about, in and out. But that brother is anointed, and he's one of the illest lyricists I've heard. So he's got an album that's gonna be dropping close to the same time as mine. So we may split each other between March and April,
yeah.
And just hit y'all hard, man. With Spill Ink is his album coming out, so definitely check that out. He's got a Spill Ink mixtape on GodChasers.com. So if you never heard of Ready Writer,
yeah,
go check him out. GodChasers.com. Go to your downloads. Get the Spill Ink mixtape, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. I can tell you that. So.
Dope, man.
So shout out Ready Writer.
That's what's up. And speaking of Ready Writer, everybody that's listening, if you want to get a free song from the homie Ready Writer, go ahead and sign up to the Yada Da King newsletter. As soon as you sign up, we will shoot you an email with that joint, man. And you guys can get a free download. And that's really what's good, man. And yo, hey, we chopping it up with the homie C Straight. And C Straight, man, this is what I want to ask you, man. If God, tomorrow, if he was like, hey, I want you to stop rhyming, how would you feel about that, man?
Can I keep it real? Well, man, you know what? It wouldn't be tough as people would think.
Right.
Because when I got into it with Brinson, when we first started working together, me helping him out on shows, I never had that intention anyway. I'm only doing it because he instructed me to do it. God gave me the avenue and the opportunity, and he told me to do it. So I'm only going to move when he says move, because the worst place you can be is out of the will of God. So if he says, hey, stop rapping, I got something else for you to do, go do it. There's no hesitation at all, you know. So rapping is not the key. The rapping is a tool,
yeah,
to minister to people and get people into the kingdom. So, but there's many tools, though, you know what I'm saying, that God can use to get his point across. So he told me to stop, man. Hey, I holler. I see y'all on in the street somewhere where they won't be on no mic. So,
yeah.
You know, I got to be in God's will, man. So it'll be tough because I love the music. I'll probably always write. But if he says, don't, that's not your ministry. That's not what I want you to do. I got to stop, man. It's no choice.
Wow. So, no, that's really what's up, man. And I really feel that. Once God has your heart to a place where it says, hey, when you get to a place, God, where God says, hey, I need you to stop this, and you're willing to stop, or if he says, I need you to go this, I think that's the perfect place that we have to be. We were kind of talking about this earlier, just being in the will of God. Knowing the will of God can save you from so much stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the importance of prayer. That's the importance of, you know what I'm saying, making sure that you have right understanding of the word of God and knowing how to listen to the voice of God, man. And that's awesome, man. And C-Straight, man, my next question is, if DJ Kingdom 7 was here, this is what he would say. He would say, man, who are you looking to feature with on this upcoming project, or even some of these projects that you haven't even started yet?
On So Not Cool, the album that I'm working on now, I got a few features. I kept most of it in within the label. Like I said, Ready Writer, he's on a joint rocking with me called Celebrate. So we getting it in on that one. Von Juan, I don't know if many of y'all may know Von Juan, the homie out of Houston, Texas. Von Juan is going to be on the album, and he just came through, man, and showed me so much love, and he worked hard on the album with me. on a particular song, and he listened to Von Juan, what up, boy? Love you, man. So he hit me up. I got a brother out of New Jersey, Oxford Servant. You hit Twitter up, check him out, Oxford Servant. He's out of Jersey. He's featured on there. Eric Days out of Fort Myers, Florida. Of course, Brenton rocking on this joint. And hopefully, I sent Mark Arthur some stuff, man. So hopefully, he said he had me. So hopefully, Mark Arthur gonna be on the joint. And that's about it right there. So I'm keeping it light, keeping most of it in within the label. But after that, man, if God permits me to do any more albums, or if he directs me to do any more albums, man, I'll work with whoever wanna work with me, man. I mean, I like chopping it up with brothers who are serious about God. So, I mean, if you want to do something, holler at me.
Yeah.
Hit me up on Twitter. See straight to one. You know, GodChaser.com. So I'm down with anybody. You don't have to be no big. I'm not a big name. I'm not anybody who's out here in the limelight getting it in. I'm humble. I'm trying to do it. So if you want to get down, let me know. You know what I'm saying? We can definitely go in together. So whoever's willing, man, I'll go in with them. So we kept it mostly in-house on this one. Now, I really want to get a joint with Eshawn, because he, lyrically, I look up to that cat, man, yeah. Spiritually as well. A lot of people,
nice.
He out of Philly, of course, and he relocated to Jacksonville, so, and I've had the opportunity to work with him. He directed, he did a video for one of his songs called The Name, and actually, I'm acting in one of his videos, so, but I always looked up to that brother, man, as a man of God, because he... First and foremost, man, he reps the king. And yeah. That's one thing I like about him the most. But as far as lyrically, man, he's one of the nicest around. And, you know, a lot of MCs be scared to show other cats love, man. But, shoot, you know,
he
make me
want to
put my book up.
Yeah, yeah, that dude's one of them cats. So, I mean, it's rare to listen to somebody that 200 bars, they'll spit 200 bars and you still around and you gonna play it again, man. Matter of fact, he's on rapzilla.com for the freshmen's of the year 2011. Go check out rapzilla.com, man. I ain't got no problem plugging the kingdom. And while I'm saying plugging, go check out godchasers.com, man. Go check out what they're doing, man. The homies from Florida. C-Straight, we're gonna go to a song right now, you know what I'm saying, that you came out with called Rush In. What's that about, man?
Rush In, that was featured on the Das Gospel 2 mixtape. Pretty much it was a compilation that Brenton put together, man, with just all the God Chaser artists and a lot of the brothers we fellowship with. We put a compilation together, and that was pretty much my introduction to everybody as far as being an artist on God Chaser. So Rush In was my solo song on that album, and it's just talking about we rush into the world. With cats who profess in Christ, but they backing out. When it get hot, when the situation get deep, they running out, but we rushing in. We like firemen, like people running from, you know, stuff. But what they fear, we running right into. So we rush in while they rush out. You know, we trust him while they doubt.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, man. So it's real, you know, I had a lot of wordplay. It was just, I was letting cats know I wasn't playing. So it's real lyrical. You got to listen close. So, but I think everybody will enjoy it. So I hope y'all be blessed by this this joint here, Rush In, God Chasers.
So let's check that out on Yada That King.
That's gospel. See straight. God Chasers. You ready? You about to rush him. Let's go. How I do is evident, like pink elephant, speech elegant. Everything I speak keeps relevance, whether it's how wet the weather is. Clever here, revel in the level Christ settles in. Settle in, shovel in while I pedal sin's remedy. Run up in your spot, no glock, just him and me. Shiver me timbers, remember the center me. I'm now focused on Christ like a centerpiece. My prayer's clear, I really wanna resemble he. Though it's rare, if I fear he delivers me. Prefer rivers of living water than Hennessy. Experience his preeminence is riveting. He likes visiting, but he'd rather stay with you. Don't be ashamed of your stain, he's a name switcher. And if the pain hits you, let him ease that. Take his hand, squeeze that, and just lean back.
We rush in, we trust him,
they went down.
So we do what we do, how we do what we doing, cause we gon' get it on.
We rush in,
we trust him,
they went down.
So we do what we do, how we do what we doing, niggas, we gon' get it on. Straight to the point, on point like an index. Trim flesh, sin less till I'm sinless. It's senseless to invest in your vice, neglecting the Christ when he really wants your friendship. Sin ripped with a spear in his side, all for your benefits, clear and concise. Surrender your life to the giver of it twice. You can stay connected like you Twitter with the Christ. Get bitter when you consider the jitters you'll invite. Withdraw from his law, then you're sicker in his sight. If your ticker ain't right, then you might need a transplant. Don't think get a sink like Lance Bass and say bye-bye to a dirty pop. Draw nigh and rely on a sturdy rock. Hit dirty blocks and get them cleaned up. Save souls, get back for the re-up. We rush in, they rush out. We trust him, they gon' doubt. So we do what we do, how we do what we doing it, cause we gon' get it on. We rush in, they rush out. We trust him, they gon' doubt. So we do what we do, how we do what we doing it, cause we gon' get it on. Rush like Hainsworth with the same burst. As a train while I train, I'm putting his name first. Third little words, better preserved, even in worse. Whether the world works better when you walk in it. Can't walk timid if your tenets are the authentic. Limits all minute when God is all in it. Here's 16 to esteem the Redeemer. You're the best thing yet, you can ask Anita. The cleaner of foul hearts, thou art phenomenal. Rush in, clutch in, theological. Give it to the dead and sin, crush every obstacle. Straight from the pig, being dragged in a prodigal. Back to the Father's house, back to the honor route. You are just clay, get back in a potter's house. You should never ever leave again. Every time you turn your back, the sun bleeds again.
Please,
you see it at inauguration.
Okay, okay. Let's take it out, fam.
nothing other than Christ the Son. He's going to confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
Everybody,
you
man.
Think Obama brought change? You ain't seen nothing. He'll put a whole new perspective on all the things we're loving.
Yes,
cause those things will crumble, cause Christ is gonna bring them all to nothing.
Yes,
every knee will buckle and mouth will hush when they see the Son is receiving all that the Father gave him for all his suffering.
Yeah.
He knew he suffered, dog, and the Father would crush him, dog. But for the joy that was set before him, he took the cross and crushed it,
dog.
The grave and he brushed it off.
Yeah.
He did like it was nothing, dog. To Yahweh, it was child's play, like a Chucky dog.
You should be doing something, dog, because the Lord is coming, dog. The proof is never standing, he's gonna do some bone crushing, dog.
So when you hear them trumpets, dog, that's when he's bringing judgment, dog. They tell his enemies, okay, that's it, I've had enough of y'all.
Yeah, we are
what's up, man? That's the homie Dre Sr. featuring Pastor 83. Song is called Inauguration, man, and I really like that song, man. I'm really feeling the, you know what I'm saying, the energy that song had, and you know what people were, the reaction to that song, man. So I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about getting in it with C Straight, man. We're gonna talk about the actual topic right now, man. Are you cool with that, brother? You ready?
Yes, sir.
Man, we're going to talk about the path, man. First of all, we hear about the path a lot as we are Christians, man. And can you define really what you believe the path is?
Well, me personally, man, I guess everybody has a definition of it. I think it all goes back to the same place. But I guess just one definition I feel, and I'm looking at Romans 12.
Yeah.
Verse 1, saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Can I get an amen?
So, and it also says, and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
whoa,
which may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, man, pretty much I think the path is, daily, we ought to be presenting ourselves to God for his use. We sacrifice ourselves daily for God to take control of us and use us for his perfect will. So, and in doing that, we can't be conformed to the world. We can't be chasing after what the world agenda is and still call ourselves followers of Christ. You can't follow the world and follow Christ. So we're followers. Daily, we ought to be sacrificing ourselves to God, to that acceptable be acceptable before his sight, and
yeah,
not be conformed by the world, but renew ourselves daily and chase after God. So, man, not to sound cliche, because I'm on God chases, but, man, the path is chase God daily. You know,
I like
God,
that.
You know, yeah, so that's what I feel the path is, brother.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So now that we've defined the path, what are some things that we're going to face along this path? Because I don't believe that being a Christian, once you get saved and you say, hey, I'm a Christian now, and my life is just going, I press the staples easy button. Now, I don't think that happens. So what are some things that we are going to face along this path, man?
Well, when you come to accept Christ, man, you're a threat. You're a threat to the enemy, so that immediately puts a target on you. So when you're in the will of God and you walk in the God life, it's nothing like it, man. It's so fulfilling, man. But also at the same time, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? That the enemy, especially if you're going hard for God, if you're affecting change, you can expect an attack. And that's where we slip up at, because we don't think. Think that we're exempt from certain things, and we, you know, it's just like winning the championship. If you're the Packers, and the next season roll around, everybody's looking at you like, we finna knock these cats off, because we want the ring. So the enemy is looking at you because you pose a threat. So you're gonna face trials and tribulation. You're gonna face persecution. People are gonna talk about you. People are gonna slander you. The enemy is gonna inspire, you know, people to put obstacles in your way, you know? So, but in the middle of persecution, you pray for people. You pray, you know, God's will every day over your life. You pray provision over your life. You pray forgiveness, because we battle. We're going to battle with strife. We're going to battle against pride. We're going to battle against all those things.
Yeah.
You know, if we have those things in our life, they automatically go against the fruits of the spirit, and that's going to shut us down. So it's a constant fight. You know, this is the best life one can be in. But at the same time, it's a fight. It's a fight to live right, and it's like the Bastard says, a fight to live right is major. It's major, son. So, man, this is the best life, man. God is a wonderful God, but when we do those things that He called us to do, man, and we walk in His will, and we declare favor over our life, man, we see Him unveil the Zoe, the God kind of life, man, that power, and it's nothing like that, man, when you see God operating on your behalf, moving for you, fulfilling you, man, and just taking you from level to level. And one thing, not to be rambling, man, but you done got started in this
good,
word,
boss.
Man.
Go ahead,
it's
man.
It's hard to stop.
Hey, this is what we all about, that word.
We had a Bible study about a week ago, and we were just talking about persecution, and it comes for those who love God. Persecution is going to come. Persecution comes to separate us from the love of God. But we know in the Word it says that nothing's going to be able to separate us from the love of God. You know, height, depth, anything that's negative comes to try to pull us from the love of God. But God allows us to go through those persecutions because He wants us to elevate and move from level to level. We can't stay in the same place as Christians. So talking about the path, we're talking about the path that has many levels to it. We can't define them. We don't know, because we're not in that. We don't see. We don't have the mind of God. We can't know His mind, but He knows He wants to bring us from glory to glory. So each persecution, if we come out of it trusting God and not compromising, and we pray for people, you know, that persecute us and that offend us, it's going to automatically just push us from level to level in God. So the whole fact of the matter is, you can't let yourself be separated from the love of God. He never loses us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He never stops loving us. But it's a battle. So the enemy will come and tell you, you know, God, you did something you did to be in this persecution. You know, you brought some Ishmaels in your life, and maybe that's true. But we can't fall victim. We can't fall victim to condemnation. You know, we gotta know that God still loves us, you know, in the middle of it all. So so it's a battle of the mind, man. And once you conquer that, and you have to check yourself daily, even throughout the day, to make sure your mind is on those things that are lovely, those things that are of good report, those things that are of God, those things that are pure. So keep that. Yep. Keep that mind pure, and that, I think that'll fix a lot of problems that we go through as Christians, man. And it's a daily fight for me. And, you know, I'm not exempt. Because I serve and I minister, man. That's where the problem is. You just have to transform your mind. It comes by looking in His Word, man. You know, faith comes by hearing, and the Word transforms your mind every time you open it up and read it. So don't let it ever become a task. I can't read it. Even if it hurts, it hurts the flesh to sit here and read all these these and thous and thuses and yay thee, and it hurts the flesh, but you're benefiting your spirit, man. That's what counts. So I'm all over the place, brother. I got so much in me I want to say. So I'm trying to keep on the path, about the path. But yeah, man. So all in all, we chase God with everything we do, man. He's first in everything.
Well, that's what's up, man. And I think you kind of talked about it. You alluded to it, man. And you were saying some of the ways that that will keep us. Or some of the things you said, like Philippians 4:7-8, making sure our mind is on those things, man. And if we don't put our mind on those things, it could cause a lot of problems, man. And the next question I have is, do you feel that people will stray from the path that we are supposed to be walking?
Will people stray? Well, It's not perfect, but God and the Son. We're not perfect. The goal is not to. Of course, we know that that we're being made perfect every day, and thank God for His grace and His mercy. God knows that we're not going to be what we need to be every moment of the day or every day we live. We're not going to be that. Whether it may not be any major thing, slept with somebody's wife, or I slipped up and cursed somebody out. It may be you see somebody who got something you want, and that envy might come in your heart, jealousy might spring up. It might be something as subtle as that, but that's just as bad as you putting a gun to my head and murdering, because it's a sin. So those things come up, but because of God's grace and mercy, He prepares for our slip up. He knows that we're not perfect, and so He sets His grace and mercy on repeat every morning. Grace and mercy is new every morning. So we can look forward to that. But the thing about it is, if that happened to us, I've been victim to, man. I messed up. I thought the wrong thing. I said the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing. And then it's like, God, what's the point? I done messed up so bad. Like, you don't even want to pray, because you feel embarrassed. That God's like, God, you know, I did this before you, or I'm no good now because I messed up. And that's where the enemy, you know, comes into play. He wants to get you condemning yourself. But there's no grace and mercy is new every morning. It's there. So you got another 24 hours to get it right.
Yeah.
So we should be becoming better every day. We shouldn't deal with the same struggle the next day. We should be getting better every single day. And that's just personally what I've been striving to do. Like, there's certain things that I deal with, I battle with. And I know that I can't keep having the same battles, you know, 10 years, 5 years down the road from now. I shouldn't be going through the same things as a Christian. So it's just getting new every day, getting better every day, and tackling the next situation.
No, that's what's up, man. And, yo, I think that's very important that we understand it. Not to just get stuck there. As you said, you can't continue to keep dwelling in the same sin over and over. But know that, hey, I have an obligation to grow in God. I can't keep stumbling over the same rock. You know what I'm saying? If we ran circles around the block several different times, and every time I run, I keep tripping on the same rock, somebody going to be like, dog, there's a problem with you, man. What's up? You know, and we'll start laughing at them. But I think it's very important that we understand that it's important for us to continue to grow. And man, we getting it in with you, bro. Hey, we gonna go into your next song right now, called So Not Cool. That's actually the name of the album or the project that you're putting out. What is that all about? So Not Cool, man.
So Not Cool. Well, first of all, let me let everybody know that this is gonna be the first time the world is hearing this. So just listen close to it. It's also on iTunes. If you want to hit iTunes up, and if you like the song, please, you know, definitely go to iTunes, show some love, and pick the song up. Put a lot into it. Well, what it's talking about, So Not Cool, is just saying that before coming to Christ, you may be in the world, you may be getting it in, doing what you do, trying to be cool, but I just kind of reversed it and, like, God, outside of the body, outside of your will, outside of your salvation, there's nothing cool about that. So the sinful me, the sin of me, was so not cool. So the sin of me is on the outside looking in, looking into the bubble, like, yo, I feel like the outsider, like, yo, they laughing at, they picking at me, like, I feel like, you know, I'm being ridiculed. I'm not a Christian, like, dang, I'm not in the in crowd. Like, we the in crowd, you know. So Christians, we are taking over. We're the in crowd, not in the sense of belittling people and being like stuck up. But this is the path to go on. This is the thing, right? This is the thing now, tomorrow, forever. This is what everybody needs. It's to join up with us. You know, become renewed in your mind. Become saved. You know, let God use you. Let God work in you. So to be outside of that, man, it's not cool. So I direct towards myself, and just before Christ, I was so not cool. So that's just what the song's talking about, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So look, we're going to go to that song on Yada.com Radio. Let's check it out.
See, welcome to the first time visitors. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Glad you considered us. Hope you're feeling fine. Please do remember us. Keep us on your mind. If you ever need encouragement, keep us on rewind. This. You are now gathered around your stereo. Be prepared to witness the death and the burial of the uncool. Mic check 1-2. You are at the scene of a crime like a gumshoe. Where I crucified lust, pride, jealousy, envy, contention, lies. I'm ready for my sentence. Sinless. Eternal life through repentance, solitary confined. You'll find that I'm feeling just fine. Put me on a cell block, hit me with the fine. I am intertwined in the master's peace. I'm created in his image, I'm a master's piece. Hey, mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. Before Christ, I was lame with a limp, lacking, sinking in a ship that had no captain. Overboard to the shore, gasping, asking for the Lord. The allure became passion. Living pure for the practice, giving the cure for the curse. No more living backwards. I'm Matt Stafford, throw for the lion. Not from Motor City, but the city of Zion. I am top choice on his draft board. When he wakes up, the Lord's gotta clap for him. He named me the franchise. He saved me. Now I parade his name to the antis. Jesus, keep him on standby. I'm feeling cool under his rule, renewed with the lamb's mind. Like a landline, you can call him up. He'll take the sinful nature out your heart and ball it up. Hey, mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. I'm in the in crowd. I can't walk with my chin down. Once lost but found under sin's cloud. I got up like a rebound. I'm in position. Sin can no longer box me out. I go the distance, fish for the remnant. Giving the definition of light to the dim lit. You can see the Father call him Abba like a limerick. The narrow paths like skinny jeans, only the slim fit. You can call me bony. Lost the way to sin by throwing up the old me. By his grace am I redone. Daily crucified, suicide on rerun. Till the day that he comes. Catch me at the head of the class. I am not the tail, I'm the head, never last. And I'll put that on my city. I'll carry the cross till they bury me like Biggie. Hey. Mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well.
Yo, this your boy Dre Murray, man. I just wanted to give a shout out to my man C Straight.
You know what I'm saying? Repping God, Chasers Entertainment. Let everybody know, be on the lookout for that So Not Cool. You know what I'm talking about? Jay Murray, holla. Peace.
Then put the mic down. Don't rap no more. Don't rap no more. That's right, don't rap no more. If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more. I said it, don't rap no more.
OMG, God chasing.
Y'all rappers need to burn your mics up, make them disintegrate. If you ain't trying to win souls, for heaven's sake, don't be thanking God for awards on stage. And then grab the mic and spit things he hates. I'm shooting from the hip, these rappers rapping lies. Y'all best to get a grip, these rappers living lies. Gotta expose these fakes, y'all some sitting ducks. Leading kids to hell just to get a buck, just to get a chain, just to get some fame. Y'all some grown men, too many nicknames. This for saints and sinners, speaking equally. Cause if the shoe fit, put it on your feet. If this ain't for the kingdom, you got enemy. You wouldn't spit that trash in front of G.O.D. Slap the man in the mirror and make a change. If I gotta make another one of these, I'm naming names. Yeah.
If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah. Put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win soul, boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
I told him, put the mic down. Throw them hits away. Suffocate your rhyme book under a pillowcase. And don't mention rapping unless for Christ's sake. Find a new hustle, learn how to ice skate. Fed up with rappers awarded because they rhyme great, with a message that contributes to the nation's crime rate. I'm like, chill homie, slow your roll partner, cause you ain't saying nothing. You a grown toddler, raised by the streets, in need of a real father. Some money hungry, they do it for the dollar. They compromise what they believe just to pop their collar, and rub shoulders with 50 Cent and Waka Flocka. Nah, this ain't a diss, it's more like dispensation. Let's separate the sheep from the goat, no integrating. If you ain't rhyming for Christ, then you rhyming for Satan. If you ain't trying to win souls, what role are you playing? I'm saying,
if you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down, don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
I said it,
don't rap no more.
Yeah, put it down, boy.
If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down, don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
If you telling our sons to go get a shotgun and pump it, and our little girls that they should back it up and dump it, and you tell these single mothers not a dang nothing, I'ma play the engineer, take your vocals and punch them back down your throat. Slap the mic out your hand, rip the rhymes you wrote. Man, you ain't trying to grow. Stupid, that's dying music, and it's for losers, and we coming straight from Judah. Shoulda knew that this was lying music. So what you rap about? Man, you ain't whipping word, jerk. You couldn't trap a mouse. And I'm knowing that you rappers is fake. You wouldn't bust a grape. You couldn't shoot a pigeon, dog. You wouldn't cut a cake. This ain't about spitting fiction and alcohol. This is about benedictions and altar calls. And I'm talking to all rappers that's listening to D-O-double-G-B. Tell them what the business is.
If you ain't trying to win souls, put the mic down. Don't rap no more. Don't rap no more.
Yeah. I said it.
Don't rap no more.
Yeah.
Put it down, boy. If you ain't trying to win souls, boy, put that mic down. Don't rap no more.
What?
Don't rap no more.
This a new year.
Yeah, now let's check it out. You know I couldn't have somebody from God Chasers on without playing the homie Brinson, you know what I'm saying, on the show. So check it out, look. We have Brinson featuring Mouthpiece of K9, Don't Rap No More, the remix. And C-Straight, man, how come he didn't put you on there, first of all?
I don't know, Brinson. I recorded a verse for it, and it was fire. I don't know.
So
it might be on the album. it might be on the Soul Not Cool. I haven't talked to him, so hey.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, that's what's up. So he said, okay.
Shout out to K9
and Mouthpiece. Yeah, that's what's up, man. So C Straight, man, so I want to hear that verse. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that verse, man. And check it out, man. Brinson, I was chopping it up with him. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Holla at the preacher for a feature. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, Brinson, you crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So we was chopping it up. And man, that's the brother, man. And hey, we got a free song for everybody that signs up to the newsletter. You can go to yadadaking.com. It's gonna be on your right hand side. It says sign up. Just put your name, your email. You know what I'm saying? We don't ask for your social security number or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not a credit test. You know what I'm saying? You'll get this free song as soon as you log in, man. And that's really what's up. We appreciate everybody checking us out. But hey, man, enough about us. We want to talk about C Straight, man. For somebody that's heard the music in the podcast and everybody that heard it even on a live stream, how can they get your song or how can they get in contact with you, man?
To get in touch with me, you know, Twitter is running things right now, Facebook too. All you gotta do is hit Twitter, go to, type in C Straight the One, CSTARIGHTTHEONE, C Straight the One, at Twitter, and I'll pop right up. You know, shoot me a request, follow me, I'll follow you. We can do it that way. If you just wanna holler, get God Chases up on Twitter. That's Brinson. You'll definitely be able to get in contact with Brinson.
Yeah.
Like I said, he won't feature. Say, I do feature too. Holler at him. We can hook it up.
Yeah.
And also, you can follow him. If you can't find me, find God Chasers on Twitter and look on his friend list or his page. You'll see me on there as well. Or you can just go to GodChasers.com and all of our contacts are on GodChasers.com as well. There's some free music. Free music by me. The So Not Cool mixtape. Yeah. You got the Spill Ink. Mixtape from Ready Rider, the homie Ready Rider, what up? You can get some good music. You may not be convinced to buy anything from what you heard, but just go get you some free music and just be blessed. So I just throw it as a seed to those who listening. You ain't got to buy anything. I hope you buy it, you know. Yeah. I got kids. I hope you buy it. But just be blessed by the free mixtape from me and Ready Rider. And when the Soul Not Cool drops, please check it out. We got the single on iTunes right now, the Soul Not Cool, which is the last song that Christian played for y'all. So please go to iTunes. Just listen to the snippet. Just do that. Make sure you leave a comment.
Yeah.
Tell people how you like it, or if you didn't like it, you know, if I need to tighten up on some stuff, let me know. You know, I'm not above criticism. So just go to iTunes, check it out. OMG Brinson, check that out as well. It's one of the dopest albums. I'm featured on there. E-Mob's on that album. K9's on that album. It's a ton of people on there, and it's a nice album. So please go check that out as well.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. We got it in with Brinson a while back. It was good just to chop it up with him, man. He gave us a CD. We checked it out. I was like, man, this CD is nice, man. And, you know, it's always awesome when you get to just chop it up with somebody, just like we did with C Straight today, man, and figure out what their heart is really about. When you kind of can get their heart, you can kind of connect the dots and say, okay, that's what he's talking about in his music. Okay, I'm feeling this, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what's up. But, man, C Straight, man, you got any last words for the people, man, that they might need to chew on as they go?
But just real quick before we get out of here, man, I just wanna, as Lee, man, I'm a real blaze back cut, and it's, you know, I'm in the background, so this was pretty good for me. I got opportunity just to share some things that God gave me, and I appreciate everybody for just being with us and just listening to what God had to say. And man, just keep chasing God. For those who are going through things, going through struggles in life, don't beat yourself up. That's the worst thing you want to do, man. Keep chasing hard after God. Get better every day.
Yeah.
And I go through the same stuff, man. I open that word, man. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock. I gotta wait for everybody in my house to go to sleep. It might be 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But I just want to get better. So just have that desire. Keep that desire in your heart to chase God.
And I get an amen.
Get better and to step up in Him every day. Hit that next level. If you miss it, don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up. Just keep going. It matters if you stop or keep going. And if you stop, you can't ever get nowhere. So just keep running hard after God. Love Him. Love people. And that's the ministry. So y'all stay strong in the faith. So, you know, I appreciate everybody for listening tonight. What's up?
Now that's what's up, man. Hey, C-Straight, man, we appreciate it getting in with you. I know we're going to hear from you again soon, man. So God bless, man. You have a wonderful night, boss.
You too, man. Appreciate it.
All right, life. Yeah, man, we got it in with the homie C-Straight, man. We had a great interview. Chopped it up with a man. I'm excited about his ministry. And hey, if you missed the interview or you missed some other interviews, really what you need to do is go check out yadadaking.com. That's where we got the interviews for you. We got things going on there that you need to know about. We got blogs. We got devotionals that we continue to have up there, man. And also, you can catch us live on the show if you go to yadadaking.com, man. And we're excited about what God is doing. And we're not going to stop repping the King, man. And hey, if you miss any show or you want to watch us, know that we're here at 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday and Sunday p.m. and that's Pacific Standard Time. So hey, if you don't know what Pacific Standard Time is, Google it. You can find it. That means West Coast time. You know what I'm saying? That's 3 hours behind East Coast time. But it's all love, man. And look, we're going to go into this joint right now by Trini, short for Trinidad, Trina. So we're going to call her this song is called My Hallelujah. I want y'all to check this out on Big King Radio.
It. Someone who could love me like the Lord, and I'm excited because I'm about to tell you what to do. I gotta give all praise to the one who it is due. Ooh.
Cursed by sin's vice grips. obtained grace through faith, now I'm righteous. Christ is the pilot, I write the cockpit. Handcuffed to sin, but he came and unlocked it. Now I am free and no longer a hostage in bondage, involved with the illicit nonsense. I cling to his promise, and though I'm a novice, I try to learn him better like a student in college. The letter he has helped to explain our position is more than a title, why we call ourselves Christians. The mission's no different from when he ascended. The difference is we do not grasp what we're given. Fearing our living, question is giftings lead to wrong decisions. Based on traditions, my fleshly men will leave you lost and drifting. When you purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living. I am redeemed, I am set free, I am everything that God called me to be. I am. Walking in faith, constantly seek his face. A new creature and them old things have all passed away. Sometimes they stay in my remembrance. I must cast away the thoughts and heavy things on my mind that try to hold some weight. But it's safe in the arms of Christ, so I must try to stay. Choose to stay who you will serve, you're just a prayer away. Heaven's gates are open for all to receive his love today. And up and straight, he forgives again and we repent and stay. Far from them offenses and sins we are prone to, temptations will come, we must know what we're drawn to. Is it the porn, dude, or alcoholic Bruce? Even the fast food, a lazy watching the two. Regardless, you must judge you, then come to the one who can set you free and make you justifiable. Reliable, faithful, responsible, he provides the tools. It's up to us to make sure that we get the proper use. I am redeemed, I am set free, I am everything that God called me to be. I am.
Shout out to the homie J-May. That was his song called I Am. You know I had to spin that on nothing less than the Yada Not King radio show, man. And we're excited. Once again, DJ Kingdom 7 couldn't be here today. He had to take care of some business. He did let me know ahead of time, though. You know what I'm saying? A few days ahead of time. So I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I had to kind of prep myself to get back into the flow and try to do this on the go. But, man, we excited about what God is doing. And today's topic was the path, you know what I'm saying? And the path, the way I define the path is the course that we must take as Christians. And I really like the way that C. Stray said it. He said it's actually just following after God, chasing God. As we do that, Jesus set a path for us to follow, you know what I'm saying? And as we follow that path, as we are obedient to God, as we continue to strive to be more and more like God, it allows us to stay on the path. And the Word of God even says that, you know what I'm saying, the path is not going to have, it's not going to be the widest strip, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be the narrow strip. And there's not going to be that many that follow this path. But it's very important that we as Christians follow the path that God has given us, because if we do not, what happens is we start sending mixed messages. I'm pretty sure we all seen different people that are supposed to be on the path and they start doing things and other people say, hey, is it cool if I do that? You know what I'm saying? The path is really something that we all have to follow correctly. And the standard for the path is none other than God, his word, and Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the word, you know. Shout out to the homie Fervent. He came in with a song called Jesus is the Word. And that's what we have to realize, that him being the way, we must follow him. You know what I'm saying? And in this path, there's going to be a lot of things that try to stop us from following God. But we have to get to a point where we're not going to stop. We're going to continue to follow God despite what goes on, man. And the next question that I had for the homie C-Stray was, what are some of the things that we're going to face along the path? We're going to face many obstacles. We're going to face many things that try to knock us off the course, because truthfully, the world is something that's going to keep us from the path. If we blend in, if we fit in with the world and the things of the world, we are no longer in the path, and the world is going to do its very best. The enemy is going to do his very best to present to you something that looks better than the path that you're on. It could be cars, it could be women, it can even be drugs, it could be lifestyles that we know that, you know, the world shows them as exciting, but now that we are really in Christ, we understand that, hey man, that lifestyle is dead. You know, it's going to show you the best. It's going to try to show you the things that will look like the best, but it's nothing but fool's gold. You know what I'm saying? And we see stories of the prodigal son. He, as he was walking on the path, he was like, hey, Dad, I want to get off of this, man. I want to go and do my own thing right now, because it looks good over there. And what happened was he fell off the path. But we see that God allowed him to be restored back in as he came back to his knowledge of truth and came back to his father's house, as an analogy of some of us that may have got off the path, man. And I think it's very important that we understand we're going to face a lot of things along the path, but it cannot stop us from going all out for God. If we get stopped from doing that, what happens is we begin to lose focus. You know what I'm saying? And my next question was, will some around us stray? Yes. It's unfortunate. Some of us will stray. Why do you think Jesus had a lot of stories about the sheep straying off? You know what I'm saying? And what was Jesus' job? His job was to go get the lost sheep, the ones that had strayed away. So with what we're doing, with what we're saying, and with what we are living, we must understand that, hey, some people are going to be with us for some time. Other people are going to be with us for the long run. You know, you see life, we can all look at our life and say, hey, man, I have friends. And if you look at your friends, some of your friends were there from the beginning. Some of your friends were there for seasons, and some friends might still be with you. But what you understand is, as life changes, sometimes friendships change. Sometimes different people change, man, and it can be frustrating sometimes. But we got to understand, even with our relationship with God and following the path of God, there's going to be people that come on and stray off. But it's our job, just like Jesus, to go try to bring them back. It is not our job to let them stray. It is not our job to just say, hey, man, who cares about you? No, we have to really have a heart just like Christ, a heart of compassion, and say, hey, man, I know sometimes things are going to get messed up. Things are going to happen in your life. Just like C-Straight was sharing in the live stream how he had lost his son. That was a tough thing for him. He said he got off the path for a while, but then he had to realize, man, hey, God gives life, God can take life, and life happens to all of us. So there's going to be things that try to knock us off, man, but we have to remember that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but those who endure to the end, man. So my next question was this: how do we stay focused with being on the path? The only way that we can stay focused is if we have the right things in our view. As the homie C-Straight said, he said, Philippians 4:7-8, thinking on things that are wholesome, pleasing, all these things, allow them to control your mind. You know what I'm saying? Romans 12:1-2, you know what I'm saying? Die to yourself daily, be a daily sacrifice. And I'm paraphrasing right now, but we have to have that in our mindset. We have to be renewed by the word of God. If we're not being renewed by the word of God, guess what happens? We could be re-old by the word of God. We could get old. We can get to a place where, you know what I'm saying, people no longer are listening to us because our lifestyles are not fresh. We have to refresh and reset some of our mindsets that we have, because after a while, what happens is it'll get old. And just like we had a show the other day, being made new, sometimes what's going to happen is we have to get to a place where we are being made new, where we are no longer following the path of the world, but we're saying, hey, I want to be made new. And, you know, that's really what's up, man. So, hey, the path is something that we all got to make sure we on. If you kind of feel like you've been having a problem staying on the path, hey, feel free, man. And I'm serious when I say this. Give us a call at 425-243-4285. We could chop it up. We could pray about you, pray with you. Yeah, really just, you know, we pray that you would understand that this path is something that we want you guys to continue to stay on. The whole goal of Yada Da King Radio is to continue to help each of us follow the path of Christ, man. And as we do that, you know what I'm saying, like I said, we're going to see people fall, but it's our job to pray for them and say, hey, man, we want to see you as a strong Christian. Because as we follow the path and as we do it correctly, many lives are going to be impacted because they're going to be like, man, what do you got? And if we can get them to be like, yo, what do you got? And you can say, man, I got a lifestyle that is involved in Christ. I got a lifestyle that God is pleased with. What happens is God is pleased and he sees that. And it also is going to draw, it's going to bring in people, man. And I think that's really what's up, man. And hey, we loving y'all at Yada Da King Radio. We got some interviews coming up. We got the homie Gifted. We're going to get it in with Gifted, the flamethrower from Texas. You know what I'm saying? We did have him scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday, but then I kind of came to my senses, and I was like, yo, man, I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl. And speaking of the Super Bowl, man, I got to get DJ Kingdom 7 next time because he wasn't here, because he did say that he thought Pittsburgh was going to win. But you know what happened? I told him it was going to be the Pack. Like the Pac-10, you know what I'm saying? That's where we from. But it's all about the kingdom, man. And hey, if you want to get it in with us, man, feel free to email us at yadadaking@gmail.com. If you got topics, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. All you got to do is search Yada Da King, and we can get it in on your topic and share with, you know, what if you got some deep questions, it's all good. We want to get it in on what you're thinking about, man. And this Yada Da King Radio, it's your boy Don Christian, and I'm here to Yada Da King. Let's get out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta,